Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa wrestling legend Dan Gable about coming to visit Washington Wednesday. You are coming to Washington this week on Wednesday, and part of this is a book tour with Casey's. Can you explain what's going on?
Yeah, I've been working for Casey's here for, this is actually the fourth tour. We do four at a time. And what Casey's actually, they're a good supporter of wrestling, a small town convenience store. And so a lot of these small towns have had good wrestling over the years. And it only takes one good wrestler to make that town pretty famous. So I guess it takes one good convenience store also to help out. But I'm going along with another guy named Mike Doty, who is actually from Washington, Iowa, who works for the Dan Gable Museum in Waterloo, Iowa. So we're kind of making tours with Casey's to actually thank their customers for coming in and doing business with them. And at the same time, I'm promoting wrestling, and I'm selling a book, A Wrestling Life 1 or A Wrestling Life 2. There's two books, and the most current one is just came out in actually June. So we stop at four different Casey's, and we're starting out that day in Fairfield and at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then we, for 1 hour, 7 to 8, and then we go to Mediapolis at 10 to 11, then we go to Columbus Junction at 2 to 3, and then we end up in Washington. I guess there's more than one Washington Casey's store, so they called it number 3. I don't have the address on that in front of me, but we're going to be there at 5 o'clock, and I'll be there till, you know, as long as the people want to come in and see me. And it's not necessarily just, you don't have to buy a book. You can bring anything in there. You can meet me and talk to me, and you can buy a book if you want, or you can do whatever you want. You know, and, that's up to you.
And can you tell us a little bit about the book? Is it just for wrestlers?
No, it's not just for wrestlers. And it's called A Wrestling Life, so it might be a little, might not really totally understand it from that standpoint. You might just think it's about wrestling, but it's just more about my life. It's more about everybody's life, and it covers, book one covers, you know, and it's kind of like you should look at book one first, just because if you haven't, you don't want to jump right into book two, just because you'll understand it a little bit better. Short stories. It's all about success. It's all about going to, given an opportunity, having mentors, having growing up, having little troubles here and there, having adversity, learning how to handle adversity, having success, and talking about a lot of the different experiences in my life between my family and my wrestling life. So, and my wrestling life has been since pretty much from the beginning of my life, because not only was I an athlete in the sport, but I was also a coach. So that was my profession. And then after, so which I really haven't coached in the last full time at Iowa for 20 years, it's been promoting that type of life or that type of sport or just the disciplines that are involved with being good at anything. So really it's good for kids. It's good for CEOs. It's entertaining. One thing about my teams is I had a lot of success, but the reason why people really liked them is because my kids, my athletes were entertaining out there. They were in good shape. They knew how to wrestle. They put on a good show. And, you know, and so I wrote the books in the same type of manner. I don't want to just give you history. I want to give you something that you'll like from a standpoint of entertainment or just chuckle at, or my gosh, I can't believe I didn't know that. So most people think they know everything about me because I've been out there a long time, but there's always some things from behind the scenes that you bring out, and hopefully people will really enjoy it. But again, it's Casey's tour, and I have to thank them for this.
And in closing, would you have any piece of advice for athletes, especially area high schoolers who might be listening?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I carried a book around since I was 14 years old. I still got the same book. It's not very well put together anymore. It's in pages. You know, they're just, you know, I have to kind of just pick up the pages when they fall out. But it's underlined. It's highlighted. I needed some things in my life at that time, and I was 14 when I picked up this book called The Heart of a Champion by Bob Richards. And it was a great way of life, basically, how to live a great life. And he was also a great sports person as well. So it's not only about sports records and overcoming adversity and showing how that you can get to the top level. You know, it's also, he was a minister, so it was a good way of life. And I there's some great things in there. So that kind of helped shape me, especially in times of need, in which you have a lot. So I would say that here's a good chance to come out and be able to, if you want to meet me, I'm coming. And if you want to take something with you, that's great. If you want to just shake my hand or just thank Casey's, you know, that's great as well. So that's where I'm at, and I'm looking forward to coming to Washington, Iowa. I appreciate you having me on, and we'll see what happens.
That's been today's Washington Page with Iowa wrestling legend Dan Gable talking about visiting Washington Wednesday afternoon. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.